Hello. Testing. 1, 2, 3. Okay, great. This is Dr. Amy Jones. The date is January 8, 2020, in the Amazon rainforest, Peru. My coordinates are, I'll record the file name with the GPS coordinates when I'm done here. It's in my backpack at the moment. I am here as part of the UN Health and Well-Being Program for Uncontacted Tribes with cooperation and approval from the government. We are doing our 3-year checkup on the local people who have rejected or isolated themselves from contact with the outside world, just to make sure that continued logging or other activities have not put them at risk. I'm actually a little excited. I know this is a professional log and I shouldn't take up too much time on it with my personal feelings. But finally being given authority to come out here alone, take a few photographs, and record some findings is a pretty big honor, and I would like to thank everyone for their trust in me. It's been slow going up to this point, but I'm at the edge of the unprotected territory today, and I've set up camp here so I can do my investigations tomorrow. Per procedure, I'll avoid direct contact or interference. But the tribes here have not been aggressive in the past, mostly just skittish and isolationists. Hopefully I'll be able to get a picture of their village and make sure there isn't any sign of foreign encroachment. Then I'll circle the borders over the next few days and look for signs of environmental impacts or outside influence. Then it's back on the boat. While I'm here, I will grab a few samples of plant and animal life that we can run some tests on, just to make sure everything is healthy. I don't estimate having to spend more than a week out here, barring some unusual circumstances. I'll have another recording done tomorrow. I always feel a little self-conscious recording my own voice like this. I'm never quite sure what to say. Maybe it's just because a human voice just sounds so out of place out here in the middle of the jungle. I feel like saying words out loud is an affront, like laughing in a graveyard. Anyway, speaking of not being very professional, sorry about that. Dr. Amy Jones, January 9, 2020, Amazon Rainforest, Peru. I'm not quite sure what to say. I followed the instructions and found the overlook we used to observe the village. It's not gone exactly, but the locals seem to have moved on. I took some photos, and I'll attach them to the folder with this recording. But from what I saw, there is no fire or smoke, no signs of movement. The huts are still there, but they are almost completely overgrown with roots and vines. I know rainforest growth can be pretty enthusiastic, but I'm finding it a little hard to believe that the whole tribe could have just packed up and moved, and that the forest would reclaim everything just like that. Hang on, let me be a little bit more professional about this. Reviewing the first photo, marked 9 January 2020-1, you can see the northernmost formation of huts and the open area where the fire would normally burn. The black part in the center seems to be the remains of the fire pit, circled by stones, and with some signs of the wooden rack still leaning nearby. But the four huts there are totally overgrown with greenery. It's the same thing with the photo marked 9 January 2020-2. You can see the circle of huts near the southern end of the clearing, but the huts are covered in vines. Now that I look at them and say this out loud, there's something a little off about this. The huts are all overgrown, but there's no signs of vegetation encroaching on the ground near them. It's as if something is growing inside each of the huts, but the jungle hasn't closed in on the cleared areas surrounding them yet. I suppose it's not impossible. Most of the huts are made from fairly natural materials anyway, and there's every chance the tribe's people attract something into them that grew, but it's all just very specific, more like an animal intelligence than a plant, very targeted. I have not given up hope that the tribe is still somewhere nearby, mostly because of the smell. I know that sounds strange to say, but it's very distinct. The jungle has its own smell that can be a little, well, a little bit too much for someone like me. I'm sure the tribes are used to it, but I find myself feeling a little choked by it. On the lookout near the village, however, it was very different. There was something very sweet in the air there. Not sweet like overripe fruit, more like, I don't know really, more like living near a biscuit factory, say. Either way, it certainly wasn't the kind of smell that I've smelt anywhere else around here, and I have to assume it's something that the tribe makes that's down in the village. At least, I hope it is. I'd be heartbroken to think of them as having just vanished. Either way, this is really, really disappointing. I was so hoping to catch a glimpse of them out here, living their lives, healthy and happy. I'll return to the lookout point tomorrow, and if there's still no sign of activity, well, I know it's not done, but I might just pop down and look a little closer. I'll see if I can figure out if there's any sign of recent human activity here. Maybe I shouldn't have said that on the recording. Jeez, what came over me? Oh well. This is Dr. Amy Jones. It's about 3 p.m. on January 10, 2020. I'm right at the edge of the village proper. I know. I'm not meant to be here. I might even end up deleting this recording, but just in case, let me explain before you condemn me. I went back up to the lookout, but there was no sign of activity. No change at all. Not even a fire had been lit. I've got to assume that there's no one here anymore, but I don't want to go back and report a complete failure without being completely sure. Besides that, I'm not sure how to say this, but it just smells so sweet here. I don't know what it is that's giving off that scent. It's just, I'm rambling. All right. I'm at the border of a clearing looking in. There's no signs of people anywhere, even at ground level. I can see the fire pits from here, and they're all cold. It's all old ashes, no sign of anything recent. Some of the lean-tos and drying racks are still standing. Makes me think there must have been people here in the last year, at least. The weather can get pretty nasty out here, and I can't imagine some of these simple leaning sticks holding up without someone coming back and setting them upright. There's nothing on the racks. No fish to be smoked, or any other signs of food or skins. It's pretty confusing. It kind of makes me think that there were people here just a few months ago, but they've all up and left. Oh, that smell. It's strong down here. I think I'm going to go into the village. I just want to get a little closer. Just so I can check for other signs of life, that is. I can't believe it. I was right. The jungle hasn't reclaimed the village. The huts themselves are full of some kind of jungle vine plant. I've never seen anything like it before. Okay, all right, just gotta calm down here. I've got to document what I'm seeing here. I'm looking into the first hut I came across, entering the clearing from the east, I think. The entrance is unblocked, but there are vines clinging to all the walls inside and intertwining with the sticks and skins used to make the hut itself. It's pushed through the roof and, at the top, where it's breached the top of the hut, it's flowering heavily. The vines have smaller pods over them that have opened up with a sort of, I don't know, multi-petaled flower that comes in the split pod. It's a really strange pink color, and they look a little wet. Perhaps it's to attract insects. I believe it's the flowers that are giving off that sweet smell. Yes, I'm pretty sure the flowers are giving off that smell. It's so strange. The more I breathe it in, the more peaceful I feel. It feels so warm, so nice. Like I could just float away. I could close my eyes and just allow myself to just drift away. Anyway, The vines are centered inside the hut, growing from the central pod. It's about 8 feet tall. Looks a lot like a closed rosebud. Tight, lush green petals close in over a central mass. I'm going to cut one of the flowers free and bag it so that we can examine it. It's truly amazing. I've never seen anything like this. I can't wait to get it back and find out if it's a new genus. Ah, oh God, that smell. It's so strong. Oh, it feels so good. I can feel it all over me. Oh, okay. All right, just gotta focus here. I think the heat here is... Anyway, I'm going to cut some of the central bulb as well. See if I can take a sample of the sap and the central mass. Oh, fuck! Oh, Christ! Oh, my fucking God. It's a villager. There's a villager in the pod. Oh no. Oh, God. Okay, all right. I'm okay. I can do this. I can see vines coiled around her, and the plant seems to have grown around her. The central pod is pretty much just her. She looks like she was laying back in the pod itself. There are vines growing into her. They look like they've penetrated her orally, vaginally, and anally. I think maybe the plant is using her as a food supply. She's in an advanced state of decay. How on earth did this happen? There's no way she could... I mean, she'd have had to just be lying there while this plant grew around her. Did she die in the hut and the plant just sort of grew here? Oh, God, are all the huts like this? I feel a little funny now. I've got to get back to my tent. I think this heat's getting to me. It's late here. I don't know what time it is. It might still be the 10th, or it might even be the 11th now. I'm not sure. I can't sleep. I'm just tossing and turning. It's not the heat. Oh, fucking, I'm so turned on. I can't sleep. I just feel like I'm in heat, literally. I'm on fire, but my mind keeps going back to that woman I saw, and I just don't know what it is. Oh, I think I'm going mad out here. I feel so hot. I want to touch myself, but every time I do, I start to think of her in that pod, and I think I feel jealous. The way those thick vines were filling her, God, I really believe I'm going mad. I need to calm down. I just need to calm down. I wish I had something to drink. Something would take my mind off things. Something to help me sleep. To make me feel... that flower. The sweet smell. The way it makes me feel so giddy and distracted. I think I need that. Oh, I know I shouldn't, but... just a little bit to help me get to sleep, then in the morning I can radio in for a pickup and get out of here. I just need to get away from this place for a while and forget everything. I know I shouldn't. It's so stupid. I'm acting so stupid. Stupid, stupid girl. But just for a second, I just want to smell it again. Just for 1 second. Oh my. The petals still look wet. Oh, they're so pink. They look like... they're beautiful. God, my hands are shaking. I can barely get this bag open. There we go. Oh, wow. The smell. It's so strong. As soon as I open this bag, I can smell it. Oh, I can... feel it. I suppose seeing as I've got the recording device going, I should record what I'm feeling. I breathe in and I can smell this flower, like a burst of perfume from the crook of someone's neck. It's intoxicating. It's so strong. But each breath in is just so fleeting. It feels like, I feel like I'm lost in it, like I'm wandering through a mist. It feels warm and comforting, like I could just let myself curl up in that mist and let it wash over me again and again, taking away all my thoughts forever. Oh, fuck. Oh, that sounds like bliss. Oh, God. This is wrong. I've got to stop. Oh, fuck. But I don't want to. The more I think about how good that would feel, the more I think about letting it happen, the wetter I get. I just... Oh, God, I just felt my clit twitch. Oh, fuck. It's like all my nerve endings are so alive. The more my thoughts fade away, the more I can feel every inch of myself. I want to... I've got to get a hold of myself. This is crazy. I've got to fight it. Got to fight that feeling. Got to resist that urge. Keep it together, Amy. You're a scientist. You're not an animal. I've got to think of something, anything. Anything except that feeling. Oh, the feeling of losing myself. The feeling of giving in and letting go. Oh, and the thought of those vines. I can't fight it. I've got to come. Oh, it feels too good. I've just got to get these clothes off and touch myself. After that, I'll feel better. Yes, I should be able to sleep after that. Certainly. Oh, my God. Oh, my pussy is so hot. I can feel it burning against my fingers. There's juices all over my fingertips, and I barely even touch myself. I've never seen myself this wet. Oh, every time I move my fingers down, I can feel my whole sex clench and quiver. I can even feel my clit just twitching. I'm going to tap it just once. Oh, fuck. Oh, my God. Where's that flower? I want to breathe it in while I rub my clit. Each time I moan, I'm breathing in more and more. My mind is going so blank. It feels so good. I just want to empty my head and fill my pussy. Let myself go. Just let my mind go blank. Empty head, filled pussy. Yes. These pink petals look so good. So wet. I want to feel them against my pussy, too. Oh, fuck. Oh, my God, it just moved. Oh, I can feel it moving. Oh, shit. Oh, shit. Oh, the flowers. Oh, it's clamped down on my pussy. And I can feel it pulsing against it. Oh, that feels good. Oh, yes. That's amazing. It's so good. That's what I needed. This is what I'm meant to do. Fuck yes. Now I understand. And I can feel the first of the vines growing. Oh, it's pushing against my little entrance. It's drinking my juices to grow. Oh, do it. Oh, push your vine into me. Oh, fuck me. Oh, God, yes. More. Oh, yes. 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 Deeper. They're all starting to grow now. It's binding me up. Yes. Do it. Oh, yes. Wrap me up. Bind me. Oh, yes. Fuck me. I'm your little bitch now. Use me. Yes, I'm yours. Come on, do it. Fill both my holes. Ah, fuck. That's so good. Oh, I can't hold on. I mean, come. Ah, yes. Oh, no, it's not stopping. I can't stop coming. Oh, God. Ah, yes, please, more. Oh, use me. Oh, all my holes, please. Oh, fuck. Oh, stretch your vines out. Oh, yes, fuck my little mouth. Oh, yes, fill my ass. That's it. Yes, yes, yes. Come here. Oh, let me suck you. Oh. Mm-hmm.